prophet Zephaniah is not one of the more popular, well-known prophets of the Old Testament. I mean, we all know Isaiah and Jeremiah. We all know the story of Hosea going out to marry a prostitute. We all have heard about Joel, and we've all heard about Ezekiel seeing them flying saucers. But Zephaniah, he's one of those that kind of falls through the cracks. He's one of those that you don't read very often, you don't hear much from him. He's kind of an unknown prophet. He's the grandson of King Hezekiah. He lived in the 600s AD. He prophesied to the people during the reign of Josiah the king, prior to the reforms. Indeed, his message, his proclamation to the king was reform. Bring reformation to the religious and social life of the people of Israel. Because at that time, they were worshiping other gods in the temple itself. They were engaging in unjust acts towards others. They were oppressing the poor. The rich were lording it over the poor. The powerful were lording it over the unpowerful. The people who were strangers in the community were being oppressed and pushed down by those who had been around for a while. Sort of status quo. Things go as they always have been. And here we have a lone prophet. We have Zephaniah crying out, proclaiming out God's will, God's call, and calling forth the people of God to live justly with each other, to worship rightly, to serve Yahweh their God. And he makes this proclamation and calls the king, King Josiah, to reform. And the king heard the call and followed the call, and reform did occur, reform and worship occurred. Josiah was a good king. Right action, justice was done. Social reformation occurred as well as religious. In fact, the two were connected and could not be separated. We have here in this proclamation of the prophet Zephaniah an important message, a message that the church latched on to, a message that the church heard and grew from and was excited by. This message of Yahweh God, Adonai Elohim, coming to be in the midst of the people of God. In particular, the words, Yahweh, your God, is in your midst. A defender who gives you victory. These words resonated with the church, resonated with the people of God, resonated with the Israelites. This gave them hope. This gave them a vision and an understanding of what God was calling them to do and to be. That God was going to be in their midst and was going to be with them as a warrior and defender. And the church heard it and said, God in our midst. We had God in our midst, and we have God in our midst today in Jesus the Christ. And so the church appropriated this beautiful prophecy, this wonderful word of the prophet Zephaniah, and made it their own. The proclamation of God in our midst. It's very much the proclamation of Advent and Christmas. It's very much the proclamation of this season of preparation and celebration. God in our midst. But it's not always easy to proclaim it, to see it, to know it, to feel it, to experience it. It's not always easy in the face of reality, in the face of day-to-day living, in the face of nursing homes and hospitals, in the face of crime, physical pain and ailment, sickness, fear of the future, death of loved ones. It's not always easy to hear the proclamation, to experience the proclamation as true, to know and then express the proclamation to others. God, Yahweh God, the creator of the universe, the creator of all that is here present with us today. The one who made the wood in this pulpit and the light that shines in those candles, the very subatomic particles that make up your being, the God who created all that is and ever will be, is here in our midst today, right now, this instant. It's a proclamation we can hear. It's not always a proclamation that's easy to proclaim, especially when facing the darkness, especially when facing the future. especially when facing fear and illness. I went from hospital to a hospital this week. I went from a home of a family with an invalid member to a hospital to visit a family member of my own. As I went to visit my grandmother and care for my mother following my grandmother's illness, the breaking of her hip. And I sat there in the nursing home, sat there in the hospital, sat there in the waiting room. And I thought to myself, how can I know that Yahweh God, Adonai Elohim, the God, the creator of all that is in my midst right here and right now? It doesn't feel like it. I can't see God anywhere. I can't feel God anywhere. I'm in trouble seeing God in the situation. Where is God? Where is God? In the midst of pain, fear, sickness, illness. Where is God in the hard times? Where was God in the times of Josiah? Where was God in the people of Israel? Where was God in their midst? They heard this proclaimed. The people of Israel heard the prophet proclaim this glorious message. How could they believe it in the face of injustice and oppression, sin, violence, all of which contradicted what they had heard? How can we face this message, this glorious message of the coming of the Christ child, when we are so distracted by illness and pain and death and fear? Where is Yahweh God? Where is Adonai Elohim in this broken and hurting world and in our broken and hurting lives? In looking at the translation for the passage today from Zephaniah, I was struggled with some of the words, particularly where it says in verse 17, Adonai Elohim is in your midst, a defender who gives you victory. Gibor Yoshia, which literally translates as mighty deliverer, powerful savior. Some translations render it warrior who gives victory, mighty one who will save, victorious warrior, warrior savior, warrior who will keep you safe, warrior who fights on your side. This language kind of bothered me until I looked at how this word is used in other passages in Scripture and realized this speaks of God as our defender, who goes ahead of us on the point and behind us in the rear and on our flanks on either side, walking with us, traveling with us, defending us, not deserting us, not distant from us, but right here in our midst, right here at our side, in front of, behind us, on our left and on our right, always right here, never leaving us alone, even when we can't see God. God is there. Never leaving us alone, even when we cannot feel God. God is there. This phrase that I have decided to translate as a defender who gives you victory rattles around in my brain. The images of fellow travelers, fellow soldiers, fellow warriors, defenders on all sides, always going with us, always protecting us, always traveling with us, always defending us. It is this God, this Yahweh God, this Adonai Elohim, this creator of all that is, who is right here with us in Jesus of Nazareth. It is this mighty defender, mighty savior, powerful God who comes in a little baby, a little child, the weakest and most vulnerable, a little baby, the creator of all that is, the mighty defender, comes into this world as a little baby to be with us, to walk the streets with us, to speak with us, to laugh with us, to eat with us, to cry with us, yes, to die with and for us, to live for us again and again, today and forever. This Yahweh God, this Adonai Elohim, this Jesus the Christ comes to be with us. Take the point, take the rear, take our flanks, and travel with us. That's what it means to have this God in our midst. That's what it means to know the immediate presence of God. And it's this immediate presence which compelled the people of Israel, compelled them and impelled them to do justice, to resist evil, to proclaim the love and presence of God, and to reflect God's light to all. As you come to the table of the Lord today, know the immediate abiding presence of Jesus in your life. Know the immediate abiding presence of God, the creator of all that is, in your life. Receive him as that little baby, defenseless though he may be, for he comes to bring true defense and true power and true presence to all here now. Come to the table of the Lord. Eat and drink with faith. Receive that real presence of Christ Jesus in you. And then go forth to proclaim the good news that Jesus welcomes all into the immediate real presence, the abiding presence of God, the mighty Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2009 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.